SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tropical Storm Debbie drawing a bead down the Gulf Coast of Florida. National Hurricane Center's Richard Pesch.
We're expecting it to make landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and we're expecting it to strengthen into a hurricane, some rapid strengthening occurring here tonight before it the center makes landfall.
In Northern California, David Acuna, Battalion Chief for Communications at Cal Fire, explains why dried lightning can be an issue for the crews battling the huge park fire.
Dry lightning is a phenomenon that occurs when thunderstorms pass over, but rain does not hit the ground. With the state of our fuels, which is that we have layers and layers of dead fuel identified as grass and brush, mostly from the last 2 years of having more than usual wet winters and spring.
Also, at srnnews.com, a Cass Shougal of Americans for Prosperity tells the Salem Radio Network that Donald Trump wants to push for a tax plan that will protect the American working family.
Raise the standard deduction, cut individual rates. There are a number of other reforms. Now, you and I will get into what's expiring, what's permanent, what can be done there. But we've heard some overtures from some Republicans that say, oh, we want to raise the corporate tax rate. We want to raise taxes on the wealthy. President Trump is not messing around with that at all. He wants another corporate tax cut.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the U.S. and allies prepare to defend Israel from an expected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. This is SRN News. In Pakistan, a ministry is working to free Christian slaves.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program that gives minors access to confidential contraception. Texas judge ruled the parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a rule that prevents providers from telling the parents. This is SRN News. It was a surprise stock sale that has caught a lot of people off guard. Many earlier in the week say they were simply shocked. Here's correspondent Julie Walker to explain why.
Billionaire Warren Buffett slashed Berkshire Hathaway's massive Apple stake in a move that could prove unsettling for the broader stock market because the investor is so revered and there had been little positive financial news lately. The Apple sale is such a surprise because just 2 years ago, Buffett was calling the stock one of the four giants of his conglomerate's business alongside Berkshire Insurance, utility, and BNSF railroad businesses that it owns outright. That gave investors the impression Buffett might hold on to Apple indefinitely, like he was with Coca-Cola and Amex shares he bought decades ago, although he has trimmed the Apple stake over the past year. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.